Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Aren't the United Auto Workers members are voting on a possible strike against the Big Three? How much of a potential is there for a strike against the Big Three?
I think there's about a 90% chance there will be a strike at one of the three of the Big Three, and I would put my money on Stellantis. There's still a significant chance of a strike at GM and also at Ford, but I put their odds at slightly lower. There seems to be a lot more of the rhetoric and a lot more of the anger aimed at Stellantis directly, but that does not get Ford and GM off the hook of a potential strike as well.
What are some of the big issues between the UAW and Ford, GM, and Chrysler?
It's the same issues everyone in America has been facing. You've had the last few years of higher inflation. People feel they're not getting paid as well as the elites or the people higher up in the organization. And now that their contract is expiring on September 14th, the time is now to try to make up for lost ground. So that's the biggest issue. For the automakers, the issue is they need to start dumping billions and billions and billions in developing electric vehicles and electric batteries. Even though they're making record profits now, they're going to have to invest a significant amount of those profits towards electric vehicles, and increasing wages with dramatic wage increases hurts their profitability.
How would you compare this possible strike to contracts between UPS workers and also contracts with airline pilots? They recently agreed to new big deals.
I think there are similar stories that UPS and the airlines and everybody seems to have recovered their profitability from COVID, but the workers have not had a chance to gain significant wage increases after the high inflation to get that money back. So hopefully we will see big raises at those two organizations help the chances for the UAW to also get decent raise increases.
And how much of a tug of war is that to get these big wage increases in the height of all the inflation that we've been seeing?
The biggest fight for the automakers, which makes it different, is there's quite a few car companies that sell vehicles in the U.S., and only those that are organized by the UAW would be the ones giving these giant raises or big significant raises. And they can't force Toyota, Honda, Nissan, Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Hyundai, et cetera, into also paying equivalent raises. So if they get big cost increases, then that hurts the competitiveness of the Detroit three companies when compared to the other international automakers that are selling lots of vehicles in the U.S. Their market share is now less than 50%, which hurts their ability to force other changes in the industry. I think the biggest thing in all of these strikes, it's not for the highest paid workers, that all of these actions by the unions has been to lift the lowest level wages. So it's the new hires, it's the temporaries, it's the part-time workers. It's not, whether it's at UPS, the airlines, or at the auto workers, it's for the people that are making a whole lot less than the numbers you're seeing advertised on TV by the manufacturers. So a lot of these folks are making not much more than what you would make at McDonald's or Walmart or Target. They're not making the big bucks and big benefits for most of the people for these contracts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.